I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This is the final episode of the year for SUP. And I just want to say a huge, huge thank you to every single person who pledged on Patreon to support this podcast. You guys have made so many things possible for me. I've been able to create more episodes of this podcast. I've been able to make bonus episodes. The audience has grown because of those things. And it all comes back to you guys and your support. And it's true. I could not have done it without you. And I personally feel like you guys are the best thing to have happened to me in 2017. So thank you for your support. I look forward to another year of doing this. And I really look forward to getting to 500 supporters, because that's when you guys get a patron-only season of this podcast covering season one of Vanderpump Rules. So that's going to be really exciting and special, and I feel vibey about it happening in 2018. So something to live for. If you're curious about how you can get involved, you can visit www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast, and it is there that you will find all the info you need to become a supporter of SUP. So thank you. Have a happy new year. And without further ado, here's the final 2017 episode of Sexy Unique Podcast. This is the Sexy Unique Podcast, an exploration of Vanderpump Rules.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.
And I'm your host, like I'm feeling you. Lara Marie like I'm Shane Hall.
Yeah. Everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope your cake's up. London with the beach, here we go, so in. Here we go with a friend, here we both win. Hotel chillin'.
Okay, everyone, I'm back with an extra special episode that I'm really excited about because I have roped my family into this madness and convinced my mom by offering to pay her $30 to do this podcast with me. So say hi to my mom, Linda Shane Halls.
Hello.
Or you say hi.
Hi.
She's not happy to be here, really. She took a lot of sweet talking, and we just watched all three episodes. What did you think? Did you like them?
Well, I can't say that I just loved them, but I've never watched reality shows.
You've before. Never watched no. a reality show?
Well, Paris Hilton and when you all were growing up.
When I watched The Simple Life?
Yes.
Yeah. But you didn't watch like the whole season of that?
No.
So we just watched the first three episodes of season six of Vanderpump. Would you keep watching?
No.
What's your
number
favorite?
Number one, I don't have Bravo.
Yeah, you don't have Bravo, so we had to watch on my
streaming
computer.
Streaming mechanism.
Yeah. So you just couldn't even watch if you wanted to.
Not even if I really wanted to.
Do you feel emotionally invested?
No.
Do you care about these people? Are you going to think about them again? Ever?
Probably not. Because I don't know if they're just acting, really.
Who do you think is being real?
Ariana.
Ariana is being real.
Seems like, in a way.
Okay.
Out of all of them.
And then who do you think is like the fakest one?
Oh, the Jax guy, I guess.
The Jax guy? He's a bad guy. He's
a
like
a bad dude.
Yeah. So I want to just ask you, I'm just going to ask you some questions to get a sense of what your take is. Because you don't, what are your favorite TV shows? Like, you don't watch any reality. You don't even want to answer.
This afternoon I watched Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
And that was a real lull for you.
Funny.
Yeah. But you don't watch, like, so when we watched The Simple Life, you weren't into that? Or you thought it was funny?
No.
No.
Some of it was funny. Mm-hmm. Silly funny.
You didn't laugh once at this show when we watched it.
Oh, you were really noticing. No, it wasn't funny.
It wasn't funny.
I mean,
funny
silly.
Yeah.
Kind of, but not even slapsticky silly.
It was a null for you. Like a non-lull. A non-lull for you.
Yeah.
So who's your favorite character on the show?
Ariana.
Ariana. Who's your least
on
favorite?
On this episode.
But on the episodes you saw,
yeah.
Who's your favorite? Ariana's your
favorite.
I think so. And then who's your least favorite?
The Jax guy. He was the biggest liar.
Yeah, he's a liar. Do you think he and Faith, well, you know now that they slept together, obviously, yeah. But you think he did it multiple times based on what you
saw? Well,
he
said that.
Yeah.
Well, to some people.
He didn't necessarily say it, like, come forward, but he said, like,
what's the difference between 1 and 10?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good yes answer.
Yeah. Or, that's like an admission of guilt.
I think so.
What did you seem to have a very visceral reaction to Tom Sandoval.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, you just were, it seemed like you thought that he was really dumb.
Tom?
Mm-hmm. The one that's going into business with Lisa and Ken, and
Lisa.
He's talking to Lisa about the restaurant.
Because they were talking, he and
Tom Schwartz.
Tom, were they talking in the restaurant? He was talking to another one of the girls.
He was talking to Ariana at first.
Oh, that's right.
And then Lisa and Ken.
And they acted like they had to stop talking because Lisa and Ken were listening, but that just seemed kind of dumb because if I was in a restaurant talking and I looked right over there and they were that close, you would know.
Yeah. And there's a camera.
Maybe talk so soft, we wouldn't have heard.
Yeah. Their storyline to me with the Tom restaurant seems pretty fake.
Yeah.
If you had to be a character from Vanderpump Rules, who would it be?
Ariana.
If you couldn't be Ariana and you had to be a different character.
Maybe the one who studied kinesiology.
You'd be Raquel?
Well, on this episode, at least she was studying kinesiology.
Do you know? You know what kinesiology is.
Yes.
The movement.
Yeah.
Study of movement.
And muscles. Yeah.
But Raquel is kind of like...
They all were kind of like...
So you would be, Raquel's your second favorite. That's an interesting pick.
Well, only because she was asking for a job and then she agreed to just be a volunteer pet person,
mm-hmm.
which kind of was, I don't know, I guess she liked that.
Yeah, she seemed
she
to
didn't
like
complain.
No. Raquel's not a big complainer.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
I think that's a good quality.
An admirable quality. So, and who is your least favorite of the
that
women?
Jax guy.
No, I know Jax is your least favorite.
Well, let me think who else was on there. Jax was going with Katie.
Was going with Brittany.
Brittany.
Yeah.
Kind of Brittany.
You don't like Brittany.
I can't say I don't like her.
But you didn't take to her like you took to Raquel.
Raquel?
Raquel.
Oh, yeah. Brittany she needed help.
Yeah. You think she needs counseling?
Mm-hmm. Intense.
Who else? What do you think of? What do you think of James?
James,
the DJ.
Oh,
James Kennedy.
He was a DJ.
You didn't know he was a DJ.
But is he the one that said he never takes shots?
Yeah,
that was a lie.
Yeah, that was a lie.
And I don't even know him.
What do you think? What do you like most about Ariana?
I think she's naturally pretty.
Mm-hmm.
When she was riding the horses.
Mm-hmm.
I liked her horse riding outfit.
Yeah. Is it the only reason?
I like that she had something else going on mm-hmm. in her life that she loved doing.
What else?
I guess that's it.
As I was watching you watch this show, it seemed like the light was just going out of your eyes and you were dead on the inside.
It's just not very interesting or funny to me.
You don't find it interesting or funny.
Not
really. You watch it like you're dying. Like it's slowly killing you.
Well, it's just not very original. And the people are just not taking responsibility for themselves. The part they play and the drama they're in.
Yeah. That's part of the magic to me, though, is like seeing all these delusional people interact week after week and like... their lives are just messy and they just don't understand that they're the problem.
That it looks that way.
Yeah.
And I have an idea that maybe it's always been that way from the beginning. And then the rest of this whole season is going to be the same.
Yeah. It's just like an endless shit show of like them being kind of ultimately confused.
But what is this episode? I mean,
this
is year six or
of season six.
Season six.
Yeah.
But don't people get tired of it?
No, it gets more and more popular.
Oh, that's good for you, though. I had just some questions.
Okay, what
just
are your
that
questions?
I needed some clarity here. James, when Raquel, is it Raquel?
Mm-hmm.
Came in. Okay, who is Logan? He was just there, like there maybe together, and then she comes in and he just kind of casually says, oh, bye now.
Mm-hmm.
What's the deal with that character, Logan?
Well, I think that Logan and James have some sort of elevated friendship. So they're more than friends. And I think hopefully we'll get into that this season. James might be grappling with some bisexuality.
Will Raquel lines. Go back to college or school or her kinesiology studies?
So. You said you liked Raquel. She was your favorite.
Well, I just wondered if she's going back to her kinesiology studies.
She's a beauty queen. So she
in
also,
real life?
Yeah. So she also competes in, I think, Miss California. She didn't win.
Oh. She Miss Santa Ana?
No, she was Miss Sonoma.
Is she Miss San Jose?
No.
Okay.
Well, what are the other questions? I knew you'd have some questions eventually.
I think you told me about all Jax's other cheat, you know, who he cheated on in that same group.
Mm-hmm.
But he just never gets it that hurts a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, he just always acts like if it's out and it's now out in the public and everyone knows, he equates that with forgiveness.
Yeah, but they're not the same thing.
That it's not a secret anymore, so it's all okay and over with right then.
Yeah.
The minute that comes out as truth, he should be forgiven.
But it's not even like the full truth because he doesn't come out with the full truth. It's just like,
he just finally
now you know,
admits
so
to
fine.
A piece that had already come out from somebody else.
That he can't get out of admitting. And so he figures he'll cut his losses by admitting to like the one time with Faith. Did you catch that when Faith was telling the story to James that she said that she was looking after a 95-year-old lady?
No.
When
what
it happened?
Was that about? That's creepy. Like the lady was in the room?
Yeah. Or like the lady she was caring for. The reason she invited Jax over to her place was because she was caring for a 95-year-old lady. And she figured since that lady's here, nothing bad will happen. But then they just did it anyways.
Then she's just crazy too. She invited him over. That's the key part.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the lady, you know, that's elder abuse.
It is elder abuse.
That.
You're not the first one to say that. That's a high quotient of people are saying that.
Why did Patrick say that Stassi was, the words he used, like she's wearing him thin or something like that. Like he was tired of her or something.
Wouldn't you be kind of tired of her?
Well, yeah, I'm tired of all these relationships. It was kind of interesting that, was it Raquel who came to ask for a job from Lisa. And Lisa just kind of acted like she was really helping her out to say she can't have a job, but she can volunteer. And then the next thing you see is she's picking up poo-poo on the floor and stuff.
Yeah.
For Raquel's free, though.
She's happy to do it.
Yeah, that's strange. But then I thought, well, that's what she has to do to get in. Her next thing was really that she wants a job at the restaurant or something.
Maybe. She wants a job somewhere.
Yeah.
But
so
I think
she has to just do that kind of volunteer, and then she's cleaning up stuff on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
That was
well. Maybe
weird.
She wants a job like managing Vanderpump Dogs.
What is the deal with her running a dog thing, Lisa?
Lisa loves dogs.
Have you ever been there? Is this a real business?
Yeah.
And there's just
lots of dogs that are up for adoption that are in those little holding things.
Is it her own private thing or a humane society thing? Or
no, I think
county
she
deal?
No, she it's her own privately owned business. It might be a charity or something, but it's her like private business.
That's still kind of strange.
Why?
And where is the pump in relation to Sir? How close is that? Like right around the corner?
It's right around the corner. So Sir, and then you walk to the end of the block and there's
And how
pump.
Come you never see them waiting on customers? I just wonder where the customers are.
They shoot them, like, I think they get everyone in the show to come in to work on one night and then they shoot them working, but I don't know if they work there like on a regular basis anymore because they're like stars.
Well, yeah, they're not really waiting, taking orders and...
I don't know. I mean, I think so.
Serving them. I never see them carrying food out or
Brittany
looking like that. Brittany disappears like she's working, but it's more talk than working. Like
it's a lot of talk.
They're, yeah. If they're on the clock, they should be working. They just look like it's too much talk. I'm surprised this place makes any money to do
it. It makes
that
hand
I
over
mean,
fist.
Off the show, I don't even understand that, but I mean, the restaurant itself actually makes money?
Yeah.
Or is it just really like a set for their show?
No, I mean, people go. It's like crowded.
Well, because of the now a touristy thing.
Yeah, it's a tourist day.
So and the I more don't think these people talk and act up, the more the customers like it.
Yeah, well, it's the more popular
drama.
The show gets.
It's like dinner theater.
They don't like really do it in the restaurant when people are around so much.
I know, as I never see customers in there.
There were customers in the first episode that we watched.
Oh, I guess I'll have to watch that again. Okay, when Brittany says she's going to leave, you know, she sounded like it was real. She was through with him right away when she finds out that that's true with Faith.
Yeah.
And she's packing up her dogs and leaving, and then she goes home and... The doggies stay, and she goes to Las Vegas. I guess a friend lived there to visit, just to get away.
To get away for like 48
hours. And that
hours.
Did no good.
No.
She comes back, he's there, and then they're back together.
Mm-hmm.
She's just playing the victim role huge, and just as if what he's doing to me, I would never do that to you. It's those old, like, junior high lines. I would never do that to you. And how many times has she done that? Said that probably, and... I don't know why. I mean, I guess it's hard to break it off, but she's bringing it all on herself. Well, it's no good this coming out of this.
No. I mean, I think she's in love with him and she just can't.
Out.
She can't, like.
I bet it takes the whole rest of this season and maybe next season, unfortunately, for the viewers to tune in.
Well, I think that, like. I think she's just in love with Jax, and it's the kind of thing where you need to be really, really burned before you can actually, like, break it off.
I think she's been burned.
I know, but
what
I think
she... What else is he going to do?
I think she truly thinks that he's going to change eventually, or that he's somehow... Like, it's either she thinks he's going to actually change, or she is too wrapped up in the feelings and her emotions to see clearly that it's like, you got to get out of this relationship.
I guess she thought, though, in the beginning, she said he did change. She felt he changed. Probably he was trustworthy I don't know how long they've been together now, but maybe in the beginning,
2 years,
he wasn't really straying. And so she convinced herself he has changed.
Yeah.
And now, oh my goodness, he's backslidden.
But then when they did their spinoff show, Jax and Brittany Take Kentucky, they went home to visit her family for 2 weeks. And then they got into all these fights where Jax basically said, like, accused her of being depressed and said that he pays for everything and she never pays for anything. And like, all he wants is for her to make him a sandwich.
So there's some spinoff that's just them?
There was a spinoff that was just
them. But that's really exciting to watch. Her whiny. She's just whiny.
Does, you don't
is
care
that
for
successful?
Brittany. What?
Well, I no, kind of really was... ultimately, I guess I'd say I have compassion for someone who just is stuck like she is.
Yeah.
But she just is you know, it's over and over and over. It's doing the same thing to herself.
Yeah.
How old are these people, do you think, besides?
I think Brittany's in her late 20s, probably.
Oh.
Jax is 38.
Yeah.
Everyone else is kind of in their mid-30s. Stassi is maybe in her late 20s. James Kennedy is probably the youngest. He and Raquel are the youngest.
Oh. Hmm. Were the purple streaks in Tom's hair or something?
Oh, yeah. What? He had hair extensions for a while. Last season, he grew out his hair really long on top and then got purple hair extensions.
He just seems like a kind of person that this doesn't come easy and he's really very boring, but he has to work hard to be different or even have a place and be seen or heard. So that doesn't surprise me. He'd do something like that to get attention.
Because he wants to.
Well, because otherwise he really is boring. Don't you think?
Tom Sandoval?
Yes. There's nothing exciting about him.
Who's the most exciting?
And then with their relationship.
What?
Well, I mean, like, I guess at one time they had a physical relationship and now it's like a year. I mean, they ought to just kind of quit being friends and go find someone they're attracted to. I mean, why belabor it? What do you think that's all about? Do they have their own little side show too?
Tom and Ariana.
Mm-hmm.
He's expressed to Ariana that he would like to get married and have kids, and she is anti-marriage and kids. Oh. So I feel
How old is she?
32.
Well, he's just not, his affect is just kind of flat.
Like, how does he sound?
Well, he's just not very emotional sounding or excited, or he needs somebody new. They both do.
He and Ariana.
He just doesn't sound like he's very interesting.
Who's the most interesting person to you?
The owner.
Lisa?
Mm-hmm. But I don't know why she keeps hiring people she's fired. That's a little, most people in businesses don't do that. I mean, that they lose their job and then they come back. I think she just likes to rule over them, though.
Oh, yeah.
They're her little puppets.
Yeah, they're like her minions.
But do they secretly talk about her behind her back ever? Have they ever done that on the shows? I think that's going to be coming if they start losing people watching. They're going to have to turn against her.
Well, the thing is, though, like, Stassi turned against her in one season. So
She went to New York and then went?
When she went to New York and then came back and had to, like, apologize. But prior, in season one, Stassi dated this, like, freak on a leash named Frank. And Frank was, like, a really scary guy. And I guess Stassi had sent him a video of her masturbating. And then he tried to sell that sex tape, like, extort her or something and sell the sex tape. And so Lisa then bought the sex tape off of Frank for $900 and then made sure that it didn't get out. And then Stassi talked shit about Lisa and like turned on her and said all this stuff. And it was like she betrayed Lisa's trust. And Lisa was like, how
now,
could
was
you
that
do this?
Real? I
yeah.
Mean, would that have really happened?
That was a real thing that happened.
Then so Lisa's just kind of control freak on her employees.
Lisa's up in their business. And they also, like, owe it to her. I mean, they're, like, on the show
because of
her.
But she's...
She's the puppet master.
Yeah, but she really is nice to them, or are they going to turn on her?
I don't think that they can turn on her, because I don't think that they...
Would you work for her?
Yeah, I'd work for her. I don't know what job I would do. I don't think I'd be good at a restaurant.
Oh, yeah. You mean, like, serving others? Probably not, no. Eating the fine dining.
I could help consult with her menu and get the food tasting a little bit better. for sure.
Oh, yeah, you've eaten there.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Yeah. Okay, what was the comment about the nose? Whose nose was it?
Oh, Jax's fake nose.
Yeah, what is that?
He's had 3 nose jobs because he had a deviated septum for a while.
From what?
From what do you think?
I don't know.
I think from cocaine. And then, so then he kept having deviated septum surgeries, but then also got some nose jobs.
I don't know how long ago when they flashed back and his hair was longer.
Mm-hmm.
He looked, I think he was younger,
mm-hmm.
but he just looked more handsome.
He looks
aged
scary.
Quickly.
He's aged quickly.
He is. He's like a drunken sailor look.
He takes a lot of health
He takes a lot of weird, like, bodybuilding steroids and supplements. Yeah, he's had also breast lumps that he's had to get removed.
Does steroids cause that?
I think so. Some of them can cause that.
He's just creepy.
Yeah, he's a creepy guy.
Do you think he'll vanish out of this whole thing? They're going to get tired of him. He better get ready. He better start applying elsewhere.
Well, I don't know. Because
he's not very attractive.
Not anymore.
And why would these people fall all over him? And is his job a bartender?
Yeah, but he's bad at it.
See, he needs to start applying elsewhere. Quickly.
Well, I wonder, because I think he is going to come off like as pretty abusive this season. Like when he flips out and screams at Brittany at the end of the third episode, when he's like telling her to shut up and all that stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then he, like, you saw in the preview where he throws the phone.
Yeah, they throw some.
They throw a lot of phones. Yeah.
Do you think those are real phones?
Yeah.
Tens?
No, not tens. This is pre-10, so they're probably sevens. They probably have tens now. But the way they throw iPhones around is a real shocker.
I guess
because
that's so dramatic, you know.
Yeah, but I would not throw a phone.
No.
No.
A drink?
No.
You wouldn't? I saw you throw a drink.
In that video. But not in real life.
It looked like you had practice. Someone else said that too.
I'd never thrown a drink in anyone's face before that.
Okay, then I found it interesting, I think, when they had the little pajama party and the food was on there where there were crab claws.
Mm-hmm.
But the lady who's wants to be the party person, she had nothing to... You couldn't eat those because she didn't have the instrument. I thought that's going to be a good party when she hosts the party. What's your caller? What do you call her when she?
Oh, the event planner.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
maybe she just
I didn't even think about that.
A lot of time to plan that event.
Well, also, it's like she did plan the worst event. And in the last episode, we were making fun of all the food that was there because it looked like a pretty gross spread. And they said, like, I mean, I guess it was Brittany's favorite foods that they got for her. But, like, you would think that if you're having a party, you would want some sort of cohesiveness to the menu.
This party that I saw?
The pajama party.
Another one.
No, the pajama party for Brittany.
Well, it probably was kind of impromptu because of what happened. Like, it's maybe whatever happened was just within the week, was it?
Yeah.
Or 2 or 3 days later.
Yeah. But still, if you're planning an event, don't you think?
Well, I mean, I guess maybe I put event planners in a box and think, if I'm invited to the event planner's house, it's going to be really extra special. Maybe I have high expectations.
Maybe.
Anyway, let's see. The pajama party. Do your friends really have pajama? Like, women have pajama parties now?
Well, I hang out in, like, sweatpants. I'll go over to a friend's house in sweatpants. But not like my...
Teddies.
No, not like my little jammy.
Is that a word that's
still
in?
Yeah, teddy. Yeah. I don't wear, like, lingerie pajamas over to a friend's house.
And then just that, you know, when she leaves her own house, that Jax makes a comment about, oh, you look so cute. It's like he is the typical kind of abuser who acts like nothing ever really happened.
Yeah.
And then
so
says all these cutesy little... That's right.
Yeah.
It makes a person crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He acts like it never happened.
Yeah.
And hopes that he'll get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, he probably does.
Yeah, I think so.
That's his MO.
It really creeped me out when she walked into that room to talk to him. And then he was like, oh, you're a little tishy.
Well, yeah.
It was gross.
And she's
like... and then like sits down.
Yeah.
It's a dark relationship.
It is. Do you have any questions?
You took a lot of notes. I mean, I like your questions. This is a good opportunity. I feel like you always...
Patrick, here's what he said.
Oh, okay.
You're freaking me out. What is that? What freaks him out?
Well, I think just Stassi talking really seriously about the relationship and saying that, like, she doesn't, like, she wouldn't let him break up with her and, like, just being excited to get back together.
How long were they broken up?
I don't know, like 7 or 8 months maybe.
He didn't seem excited at all. And then he's leaving town.
What's there to be excited about?
It's going to be just more boredom for them on the next show.
Well, I think he breaks up with her this season, like on camera. So that'll be fun to watch.
So is Faith going to have a baby?
I don't think so. On Instagram... she does not appear to be pregnant.
Oh, but how long ago was that?
This was like in May or April, probably. This was filming in like the summer, so like June, July.
Well, who was she going with at the time besides sitting for the elderly?
I don't think she was going with anyone, but she used to work at Sur and was kind of part of the friend group. She came on a couple seasons ago. She came on the podcast once, on Pump Podcast. Yeah.
Where is this new building that Tom?
That's like the heart of West Hollywood, pretty much.
But they had no... That's going to be interesting because it just seems like she has the money. She could just doesn't need their money.
Yeah.
But she's tying them into it.
Oh, yeah.
Because people are watching the show.
People are watching the show.
So the more boring they get, they're going to lose their money and have to leave their jobs.
You're
also
the only person I've ever met that's found the show to be very, very boring.
Well, I'm a different generation.
Mm-hmm.
Or generation and a half, maybe, with my kids.
But what is drama that you like?
I don't like drama.
You like sad stories, though.
Well, I don't like them.
You like to talk about them.
Well, I think that most of the stories that I say, though, have a redemptive quality to them. I mean, it's not just, oh, poor Listen, what happened? I think they have main story is how people handled it. So there's enough of that real drama that why start living in that lifestyle where you're just used to drama like this all the time?
Because it's exciting for them?
Well, I guess. I'll bet if it wasn't a bar, you know, if it was like they worked as lifeguards, it wouldn't be as dramatic. Are your personal friends like that? Drama all the time because of how they bring it on themselves and poor me and mistreated by the people?
No.
Well,
that's why I like watching it, because it's like a world that I just am not used to.
Or other.
But
do the Kardashians get mistreated?
Their drama is more
there
like...
There was a different drama.
Yeah, it's more like nothing really happens, and they kind of vaguely address what's happening in their life, but it's always with like a really positive spin.
Oh, yeah.
It never gets like as gritty as this does.
Well, they're more in control of their own circumstances.
And their own images, I think.
Yeah. Were any of these people actors before?
Yeah, they were all like model actors and musicians. Yeah.
Okay, so all these were either in the public light or acting or doing other kinds
They weren't
of
like
roles.
Famous for
well,
it.
No, they're not.
They were unknown.
I wouldn't consider them famous right now myself. Infamous.
Yeah, infamous. That's a fair assessment.
But
they were all like wannabes, essentially.
Okay, so they... Yeah. Who knew about them and hired them specifically?
Lisa did.
So that was their livelihood. Bartending.
Was bartending.
And maybe modeling on the side or whatever they all did on the side.
So they had like bartending and was like their main source of income, but then they would try and like audition and like do modeling and acting work on the side.
So when they were talking about, what is the one's name? Stassi?
Mm-hmm.
She's the one who just knew exactly how Brittany felt because the same thing happened to her, right? Mm-hmm.
She dated Jax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know how you feel because he did the same thing to me, Tanya.
Yeah.
Well. That's very consoling. I mean, would you be glad, you know, you're dating this guy who did the same thing to one of your friends, too? Like, you want to go, what in the world am I doing here?
No, I would not want to date. I would not want anyone that I've dated to then go date someone that I'm close
right.
with.
Right. Or would you date someone who dated someone else and was cheated on them?
Yeah.
You would?
No. Wait, what's the question?
Yeah, would you date somebody who had your friend had gone with and that somebody had cheated on your friend?
No.
I mean, but these are all, it's just like...
Well, Brittany came in, she met Jax in Vegas like a couple years ago. And then she like approached him at a nightclub and she cheated on her boyfriend at the time with Jax. And then Jax...
Brittany did?
Yeah. And then she was living in Kentucky.
It's
but
like
she
what
was
goes
visiting,
around comes around.
Yeah. So she was visiting her friend in Vegas and then met Jax. And then he invited her to move out to L.A. and move in with him. And so they just started living together almost immediately.
What was she doing in Kentucky?
Not being a reality TV star.
So he brought her in to the reality
show. Yeah, he brought her in.
Well, see, then it's probably just kind of set up to be that way. She's not very believable of, you know, crying and then calling the little dog, like the even the little dog is hiding out under the bed.
You're not buying what she's selling.
No. And he, savage. Come on out, he's finished yelling at me. Come on out, little dog, he's finished yelling.
Okay, what? He won't yell at me anymore.
Yeah. But bye-bye, I'm going to Las Vegas now, and you get to stay with him. Poor dogs. What's 43 Cellar Restaurant? Is that a real one? Where the two guys owned it then?
Oh, I don't know.
It said 43 Cellar on it.
I don't know.
Have you heard of that one?
No, I've never heard of it. All the restaurants that they go to on the show, I truly have never heard of. And I think they're around where I live, but they just don't. They just go to a whole different breed of like restaurants and locations.
Yeah. Oh, I liked, when Jax who says, this is just a typical thing. He just wishes Brittany would go sleep with someone else because that would really solve the problem. Because it just, you know, and what he really means is, I wouldn't have to be guilty anymore. And
yeah.
It'd be, well, you did it too, and so now we're equal.
Yeah.
Well, is Lisa's husband, Ken, is he mm-hmm. active in most of these, or does he just stay out of the drama? And
Ken stays out of it unless someone starts to come for Lisa and says disrespectful things to her, and then Ken will get involved
then
and he
maybe
will be.
He'll say they're not working here anymore.
Yeah, he'll be like the muscle.
That's nice that she has that.
Ken really loves
like
Lisa. He has her back.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think about the business deal of the, I guess, each Tom giving her $100,000?
I guess it's a good deal. I don't know. I don't know how much
and
those restaurants make.
And at the end of that last one, I didn't see that again, but they talked about only getting 3% or something. Because is that, it was 10.
I think they're going to try and negotiate in the next episode to say, like, can we get 10% of the business but give you $60,000 or $80,000, like not the full $100,000.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they wanted to give her less.
Yeah, they want to give her
less.
Well,
then it would go down to 3, maybe, she said.
Maybe, I don't know.
But they only gave 60.
Only time will tell. Will you tune in?
I don't really care how much they give if it ever gets going or not. I'm just doing this for you. And my $30. Okay, I do like Ariana and the horse, but when she fell off that horse, it looked like she just slid off. I don't know if that was just like something to do to make it look more interesting or more dangerous or
maybe
risky to be on that wild horse she's on.
Yeah, he didn't kick her off, but then I thought maybe like...
It wasn't during a jump. It's just like you're watching
afterward.
Her ride by the fence and she's all of a sudden in the dirt.
It was kind of far away, so you can't really tell
away,
what's going on.
And then
on.
Where were the rest of the competitors? Like
that was
there
just
was
a
no drama. No, she won a blue ribbon.
Yeah, but that was later. The first one when she fell off the horse was a practice,
and no audience. And
I know I didn't know. I thought that horse competitions had like a big audience, and
were,
like,
maybe you don't do it all at once, but each one does it different times, and they just give you points. You know, it's by points.
Well, those
like maybe, I don't know how they do that.
I don't know either. It didn't look that fun to go to as a spectator.
But if she used to do it when she was little and she's just getting back into it, that's okay. It's a good sport.
It's a nice hobby.
Yeah.
I don't think any other people on the show have like a hobby in that way.
They don't seem to have any other life outside of their little clan. Mm-hmm. Do you ever see them out? Any other places? I mean, what are they really like?
They're like the same as you see on TV.
As boring, kind of?
No, I mean, I thought, no, they're not. To me, this is not boring at all. To me, this is very, I mean, watching each of these episodes like 6 times now or something, it gets a little boring. The lols go away for me. And then it's like, wow, I could recite the lines of these episodes. But like, to me, I like, I'm usually like screaming when I'm watching these shows. I find them to be fascinating, like, psychological studies.
Do you have any questions for me?
Well, I want to know, who do you find the most interesting?
Lisa, I guess.
Who do you find the least interesting?
I think Tom.
Tom Sandoval.
Yeah. The other Tom isn't. He and, let's see, his wife is...
Katie,
yeah. They just didn't have a very big part, kind of.
No. But Tom Schwartz did get drunk, and then his hair went in his face, and he was crying.
Well, he's stressed out.
He's stressed.
And then he wants that job. He wants to be a... He wants to be a Tom.
Yeah.
And he thinks the other Tom is irritating. Sabotage. Lisa.
Mm-hmm. If you had to hire one of them to work for you, who would it be?
Well, that's hard to say because I don't know their work ethic. But Tom Sandoval, they mm-hmm. don't show him drinking as much. He seems to be more in control, at least not drunk.
Yeah.
So maybe I'd go by that based on these episodes, but maybe he's wild and crazy.
No,
other times.
Sandoval does not get wild and crazy. He's dependable. So,
well, then
as an
maybe
employee.
It'd be him then.
Yeah.
But she likes the idea of Tom.
Tom, yeah. That's the dream.
Yeah.
If you had to eat at Sir or Pump or Tom, which restaurant would you want to go to?
Well, are there different people serving over at Pump? Normal people, staff. They're not doing reality show.
Not shooting a reality show
there. Lisa's house looked nice, though.
Yeah.
Where is that located?
I think that's in Beverly Hills or Bel Air, maybe. Oh. If you had advice, what's your advice for Stassi?
Oh, Stassi. To really learn and observe how it did. Natalie, is she the event planner now? Kind of, or a manager?
No, she's like a manager,
so
owner.
So they don't have an event planner.
Anymore. No. I mean, I'm sure they do.
I would tell her to listen to them. Don't think you know more. At least act like you're listening so they're not going to get irritated at her.
Mm-hmm.
Because she looked like she was irritated that they would be telling her to even kind of listen to us.
Like, I don't really think she's interested in becoming an event planner.
Because did she do that in New York or somewhere?
No,
she likes planning parties and she likes
styling. And then she also likes interior decorating. So she feels like she has everything it takes to become an event planner.
Well, it was nice of Lisa to give her a chance, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Do people have events there? It's, sir, I mean, are they weddings or?
No, I don't
big parties.
I guess
things?
Parties, uh-huh. Yeah.
And then Tom had that great idea about that frozen ball on the wooden spoon, whatever that was. That was a weird line to throw in there.
You liked that idea?
No, I thought it was off the wall. And then the other one says we're getting ahead of ourselves, like that was such a new invention.
Mm-hmm.
It's a machine that makes these frozen things. You eat them with the wooden spoon.
Like a slushy.
Yeah.
Tom Sandoval is passionate.
Well, I guess you could hand it that to him, that he's thinking ahead about mm-hmm. his job, an invention or something. So that'll be interesting to see. I mean, if you drove in that part of town, would you see the new Tom being built?
Yeah.
Having the kitchen upstairs was kind of interesting.
You liked the kitchen upstairs?
Well, I don't know if you have to serve and walk downstairs with serving things.
I know. It seems like a real roll
unless
of the dice.
Like a dumbwaiter thing.
Mm-hmm.
You ride down in an elevator. But they have a kitchen up. That was weird. But if she's done 33 of them, she probably kind of knows what she's doing.
Do you feel like your life has been enriched by learning about this show?
No, but I've enjoyed being with you.
Do you have a sense of concern that I'm so into it?
I thought you were going to say a sense of completeness and just.
Do you have a sense of completeness from now finally?
A new insight into.
Yeah. Do you think you've learned more about me as a person by watching this show and knowing how obsessed I am with it that I started this podcast and do a podcast?
But the podcast was to. It was not like just how wonderful it all is. It was.
No, but it's like I love to talk about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's a good thing you do. I mean, it's funnier than the real show. What you say.
What advice would you give to Jax?
Oh, goodness. Read some books on narcissism. But I don't think those help the narcissist.
What advice would you give to Sandoval?
Stay friends, but find someone you have passion with. You know, there. If it really has been a year and they had
I think it's been 2 months.
I thought he said a year.
He said it's been 2 months, but he was saying
like
if it had been
like a year.
Yeah, he's saying if we were to go a year without sleeping together, and then I slept with someone else. Yeah. Could you really blame me?
But he didn't. I guess you'd kind of want to hear more, but it wasn't the time and place at the horse place with the brother.
Well, I don't think
on what's behind that.
I think it's kind of weird to talk to the brother about that.
Well, yeah, but I mean, what is it?
I don't know. Maybe we'll find out. What advice would you give to Ariana?
Keep up the horse training. If this whole thing goes under, she still has something she likes to do. She might meet a cowboy and marry.
What advice would you give to Katie?
Katie, let me think. That was married to the other Tom, right? Mm-hmm. Trying to get him to quit. Well, she can't get him to quit drinking as much. Well, I mean, let's just say if it bothers her that he goes to these birthday parties and she's not invited, mm-hmm. to let him know how she feels about it. She can't change it in a way.
Yeah.
Because it didn't seem like it bothered her. She had a small... I didn't know her very well.
Yeah, she wasn't heavily featured. Last season, she was really heavily featured because they were engaged to get married and the season ended with them getting married. And there was so... With both of them.
Not getting along.
He had cheated on her and they were fighting all the time and she was just like awful.
You know, you didn't see them together much because he was at the parties.
Yeah.
Two times when she wasn't around.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know about Katie.
Me neither. What advice would you give to Schwartz?
If he really wants that job, do the best he can do and don't let the alcohol get in the way.
What advice would you give Brittany?
Take care of herself. You know, choose somebody who respects her and is trustworthy, faithful.
Trigger word.
What? Faithful?
Faithful.
Really?
Well, because of faith.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah, I didn't make that connection.
What advice would you give to Sheena?
I don't know about Sheena. What was she doing?
She had the masquerade party.
Oh, I didn't understand the masquerade party. Why was there a masquerade party?
I don't know. No one understands.
I mean, it just started and everyone had and their masks, some of them were just not good.
Yeah.
I didn't understand that.
Yeah.
And what happened there that was eventful and meaningful and memorable.
Faith. Everyone found out about Jax and Faith.
That's where they found out about it. Yeah. They just always are having parties and reasons to get together with their own workers.
Yeah.
I just never worked in a place where we all just... I always worked in places where you went to work, but you didn't just socialize.
Yeah.
I can see how that kind of restaurant and bartending business would be that way, but I'm just not used to that.
Mm-hmm.
But they just spend too much time together. They all do. So she had the masquerade party. Was she the one with the closet?
Party. Yeah, she's the one that she was married, and then she turned her master bedroom.
And that was nice that she did that for herself. Did you say advice for her?
Yeah.
Well, she's already just jumped from one relationship to the next. I don't know. Sometimes it's nice to have time in between where you're okay being alone and without the need of someone else. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I think so. I think that's fair.
But I mean, she couldn't wait till it sounded like the papers were signed or something because she already had Rob ready to be the boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. What advice would you give to James?
But he wasn't in there. It was Rob.
He was on the first episode.
What did he look like?
He had sandy colored hair. He came into her apartment when she was getting ready for the party. Nothing. We watched all three of these episodes and you got nothing out of it. And then we had to watch the two of them again. But I was like, what was going through your head the first time you saw this show?
Well, I was waiting for an event that moved me.
Nothing moved
Nothing.
You.
No, I had to dig and write this down and kind of make half of it up.
But what was going through your head when you watched this show?
Why do you watch it? Except that you're kind of mocking it.
Yeah, a little.
But
I genuinely love it. I love watching this show.
Well, why is this one better than other reality shows? I mean, I can't even tell you. I don't even know any other reality shows. I mean, I guess I probably saw a few Housewives maybe when you all. Oh, I know the one with Conrad, Lauren Conrad.
Mm-hmm.
Was that reality show?
Well, that was more scripted.
They went and ate. Mm-hmm. You know, then they always eat and try to have, there was always loud things in the conversations. You could never hear them.
Mm-hmm. And they kind of
I always wondered why those came in and people watched them, even my own kids. The Hills was, that was pretty boring and trite, don't you think?
It was boring, but it was like satisfyingly boring.
Well, like I didn't mind seeing the places they went. Mm-hmm. You know, if those were real live, you know, was that in the hill?
Was in like Hills, Hollywood. And
yeah, I mean, I didn't mind seeing that, but there were always, there was just that drama. I guess I just, you know, I don't think I had friends. I don't know that had all drama going on all the time and this happening and that. I mean, life was simpler when I was young. It really is true.
Mm-hmm.
Just all the way, all the gossip travels around through social media, and you find out this and find out that, and I don't know.
What advice would you give to James?
He has a good opinion of himself, like he's going to be so cool, mm-hmm. and I hope he can live up to that. That's not advice. The advice would be, don't think too highly of yourself.
Harsh.
Get a little humility.
Fair. What advice do you have for Logan?
I think get a different shirt. Yeah, that kind of a mossy green faded out t-shirt. That's all I remember about him. Like, who's that guy there? That's Logan. Wasn't that Logan? No, that was Logan was the guy who left.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to get a different friend.
What about?
No, the guy with who was in the shirt? Was the guy that came in with the other guys when they were at the 43.
Oh, and you're I said, of who's Peter? That guy?
Peter needs to get a new shirt.
Because he was wearing that striped shirt. And that's when you took notice of him. You were like, who is that?
Shirt?
Who is that guy in the shirt? That was Peter. He has bad style.
Yeah, well.
What is your advice for Raquel?
Continue her kinesiology studies.
That's good advice.
Because even her boyfriend says, who is her boyfriend now?
Patrick? James.
James. Was James the one who's the DJ?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like that he said how well she cleans up after the little doggies and she loves it so much.
Yeah, that was weird.
There's more to her than that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's weird. That was a weird thing to say about her, I thought.
Reductive a little bit.
Yeah. Didn't you think?
I think it's weird that she doesn't get a chance to speak for herself in those kinds of situations.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think she's very eloquent, so...
Well, maybe not. Maybe she's, afraid they're going to be put her down or something. You know, when she didn't understand when Lisa said, what do you do? Or she was meant for work.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't get that. Intimidated.
I could see
that. But she seemed nice because she didn't get defensive.
Mm-mm.
And she was honest and said, well, what do you mean? I mean, I kind of thought Lisa meant work. What kind of work do you do? And she goes, what do you mean? And then it makes it look like Lisa's not a person who puts him down right away. It didn't, because she could have said, do you have a job?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, Lisa seemed like a kind of a nice person, but different.
Different like how?
Well, just rehiring people she fires. Something about that.
Is that the advice
but
you'd have?
But this is a circus here.
Yeah.
She's the ringleader. No, Raquel seemed like kind of, you're right, young and inexperienced, and maybe she's intimidated by him. Maybe Lisa's intimidating if you just first meet her, and she's asking you, what do you do? And then when she said she studies kinesiology,
mm-hmm.
if that's true, I took it as maybe true. She
you
was
got
away
it.
At school, right? Mm-hmm. And Lisa...
I don't think Lisa knew what that meant.
I'm not sure she didn't. There was no... Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Good for you or something. It was like she didn't say anything. Her expression didn't change.
Mm-hmm.
So she ought to just keep in there, go back to school,
mm-hmm.
get out of that scene, wherever she was in school.
Yeah, I don't know where she goes to school. Do any of the cast members of the show remind you of me?
No, I think your drama, when you go into drama, is funny. Funnier usually. If you were, I think you could do a great reality show. Well, you could be, it'd be more interesting and dramatic and funny. These people are not, don't have sense of humor. Where's their sense of humor?
They don't have
sense none, of humor. Not even slapstick Stooges, Three Stooges, you know, silly humor. They're not laughing at each other.
Really. I know, but it is like a comedy kind of to watch that all play out, but I guess not
no.
to you.
It's not. It's just not interesting. Their lives.
Would you watch a show that's just about Ariana riding a horse and what she learns from riding a horse?
No. Not really.
Who would you want to watch a show about from this show?
Like a spinoff?
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't be Jax and Brittany.
Mm-mm.
I maybe would want to just see what happens in the next couple of shows with Tom and Ariana.
You're intrigued.
They seem nice. Is Jax the one? Which one did you have more problems with? Are you going to say
who have problems
those, out of the Tom Sandoval or Jax, or didn't come on your deal, or in the end didn't like kind of some of the comments or something?
Jax was supposed to come on when we
I would think he
first
might
started
not like being kind of made fun of.
Or, no, he doesn't.
You know, like
he was supposed to come on
ribbing
at
him a little. I think he wouldn't think it's.
He likes funny. Attention though. So if you kind of give him attention and say so you can kind of get away with more.
Yeah.
So he was going to come on when it was Pump Podcast and then blew us off. But then a couple years later, he finally did come on with Tom Schwartz. And that was a good episode. But then once we split and I started Sexy Unique Podcast, like last month, Jax got mad and tweeted that he has no affiliation with my podcast and it's never heard of it or something like that.
Yeah, well. But Sandoval, was he easy to get along with?
Yeah, Sandoval's great.
Did they both come on together then? Mm-hmm. They were dating then?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But she, I think I remember her being pretty talkative and animated.
Yeah.
They're not animated, these people.
On the show?
No, those... I mean, there was no striking thing that would make think that they looked interesting.
So they should step it up and try and be more interesting.
Well, how are you going to do that?
Would you tell what would you tell your
thing is restaurant and bar, and then it's who you're with now and what drama you have now, and then you meet three or four times because you're in each other's business about Jax and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know it. That gets old quickly.
Do you think any of your friends would want to watch this show?
No. I'm not even telling them I watched it. I definitely don't want them to hear me doing this. No, I'm teasing on that. I'd have to see if they have Bravo. I have mentioned your deal.
Yeah.
And I've never met anyone who watched it. But listen, I don't mean your podcast, but I mean watch the show because, you know, remember, I'm in a different generation.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for watching the show.
Well, it was enlightening in some ways, though.
What did you learn?
Well, what you do and what you watch for and...
Mm-hmm.
You know, what you enjoy and you do it well. And it's part of your work. It's your work.
Mm-hmm.
And you've done a good job at it.
Thank you. That means a lot to me to hear you say that, but means less to me when I know that I paid you $30 to be here.
That was a bargain, though, right?
Mm-hmm, it was a bargain. Well, thank you for being my guest and doing this special episode.
Welcome. I've enjoyed you being home for Christmas. And maybe I'll see all of you out there again.
Yeah, maybe
sometime.
You'll come to LA and we can go to Pump.
Yeah, that'd be fun to just see what it's like.
Okay. Well, we'll do that when you come to LA.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This episode of the Sexy Unique Podcast was brought to you by the following premium sponsors:
William Jones, and Meredith Good. Thanks to you guys, it's all happening.
I know I'm feeling, cause I know I know.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.